This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Sansad Khel Mahotsav is providing the country with thousands of talented athletes. Addressing the Sansad Khel Mahotsav through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said the scale and impact of the Sansad Khel Mahotsav has grown significantly. He said the sports festival is becoming a strong pillar with the mantra of nation building through youth development.
Mere yuva sathiyon, aaj Sansad Khel Mahotsav ek jan andolan ban chuka hai. अब देखिए देश भर में 290 से अधिक सांसदों की इस कार्यक्रम का योजना करना, लाखों नौजवानों को जोड़ना और 1 करोड़ से ज्यादा युवा खिलाड़ियों द्वारा इसमें रजिस्ट्री करवाना.
The Prime Minister said, beyond winning and losing, the sportsmanship and spirit of fair play that the athletes learn through these games contribute to the development of capable and disciplined youth. He said these capable and disciplined youth build the future of the nation.
इस प्रतियोगिता के कुछ प्रतिभागी खिलाड़ियों से बात कर रहा था. उनका जोश, उनका जज्बा, उनका उत्साह, उनके शब्दों में मुझे भारत के सामर्थ्य के दर्शन हो रहे थे. जो विश्वास मुझे इन खिलाड़ियों के भीतर दिख रहा था, आज भारत के करोड़ों युवा उसी विश्वास से भरे हुए हैं. इसलिए स्टार्टअप, स्पेस, साइंस और स्पोर्ट्स, भारत के युवाओं ने हर क्षेत्र में अपना परचम लहरा रखा है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Lucknow today on the occasion of 101st birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. At around 2:30 p.m., the Prime Minister will inaugurate Rashtra Prerna Sthal and also address a public gathering on the occasion. Driven by the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to honour the legacy of luminaries of independent India, Rashtra Prerna Sthal will serve as a tribute to the life, ideals and enduring legacy of one of India's most revered statesmen, whose leadership left a profound impact on the nation's democratic, political and developmental journey. More from our correspondent.
Rashtra Prerna Sthal has been developed as a landmark, national memorial and inspirational complex of enduring national significance. Constructed at an approximate cost of 230 crore rupees and spread across an expansive area of 65 acres, the complex is envisioned as a permanent national asset dedicated to fostering leadership values, national service, cultural consciousness and public inspiration. The complex features 65 feet high bronze statues of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, Pandit Deendayal Upadhyay and former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, symbolizing their seminal contributions to India's political thought, nation building and public life. It also houses a state-of-the-art museum designed in the form of lotus-shaped structure spread over approximately 98,000 square feet. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid floral tributes to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his birth anniversary at his Samadhi Sadaiv Atal in the national capital today. Former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, BJP National President and Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda, BJP National Working President Nitin Nabin, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta, several Union Ministers, Members of Parliament, MLAs also paid floral tributes to the late Prime Minister. Christmas is being celebrated across the globe today. Christians all over the world celebrate Christmas to mark the birth of Jesus Christ. On the occasion, people decorate their houses by putting a Christmas tree, illuminated paper star, holly wreaths and exchange gifts. Churches of all denominations are organizing special Christmas services and events. Pope Leo XIV is presiding over the Christmas celebrations for the first time after being elected in May this year. Today, the Pope will celebrate a Christmas Day Mass and deliver a twice yearly Urbi et Orbi to the city and the world message and blessing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the Christmas morning service at the Cathedral Church of the Redemption in Delhi today. In a social media post, he said the service reflected the timeless message of love, peace and compassion. And that is the end of this news bulletin.